This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatto. It seems that the Mars rovers have dodged a bullet, for now, at least. Last week, NASA sent a letter to JPL, which manages the rover program. NASA told JPL they need to do a little belt tightening and trim $4 million. Rover scientists said that meant shutting down one of the rovers and scaling back the other's operations. Well, a few days later, NASA Chief Michael Griffin stepped in and rescinded the letter, and the rovers got a reprieve. All this wrangling over $4 million comes coincidentally during the same week that the shuttle has landed, returning from a mission in support of way more than $4 million space station. Joining me now to talk about it is NPR science correspondent David Kestenbaum. Hi, David.
Hi, Ira.
Give us an idea of what went on there. Who wrote the letter again? Tell us a little bit about that.
The letter came from Jim Green, who is the head of the planetary division, and it outlined, as you said, a $4 million cut for the program, which for the remainder of the year amounts to about a 40% cut. And the rover folks say they would have had to basically drive only one of the rovers at a time and put the other one into hibernation, not really shut it down. But, the rovers are obviously one of NASA's great success stories, and the letter got out to the press, and it became quite a headache for NASA.
So then Griffin had to come out and make a statement.
He reversed the decision, and so the rovers are going to have full funding. And he was asked about this after Shuttle Endeavour came down and landed, and we have tape of what he said.
All right, he said this would have crippled the Mars rover operations, and went on to explain what happened.
That direction was not cleared with me ahead of time. Had it been, we wouldn't have had that controversy. It was not a good idea, and when it came to light, I reversed it.
And a day later, Alan Stern, Associate Administrator of NASA's Science Missions Directorate, resigned. Is there any rumor? I mean, we're not talking about rumors, but is there any hint that this might have come from this snafu?
And Griffin said that he asked Stern to stay on, and Griffin and Stern said the same, and that he didn't want to. I don't know why he left, but you know what is true is that budgets are pretty tight, and part of the reason that the Mars rover was asked to take a $4 million cut was that their cost overruns for the Mars Science Lab, which is another rover destined for Mars, and you know first they try and take it out of some other part of the program before looking sort of NASA wide. So you know it's a tough job.
But you would think.
Do you want it?
Well, I have to give Dr. Griffin credit for realizing he's shutting down, if he would have had to, cripple probably the most conspicuous and loved of program that NASA has at the moment.
It is loved. You know? Right? I mean, obviously people love it, but I think they love it, you know, in large part because it's been up there for 4 years and they're still going, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, people aren't making a decision based on the science that it's putting out today and whether that's worth the money versus something else. You know, they just love the rovers. That's what they know. And it's like the Hubble.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on to, right.
Or Pluto. Like, and actually, can I add that Alan Stern actually was, as far as I know, the highest ranking official at NASA who was an official Pluto hugger. And he ran the New Horizons project to go to Pluto. And he refuses to admit that it's not a planet.
Well, we're going
to
get
into dwarf planet is not in his vocabulary.
Well, we're going to get into that a little bit later about someone who is actually just deciding to come up with new kinds of criteria that will put Pluto back in. But that's good to hear. Let's talk about this space shuttle because it had an unusually long trip to the International Space Station, right?
Yeah, they brought up part of a Japanese lab and a robot who's Canadian. I don't know if that means he has citizenship, but a Canadian robot named Dexter with 11-foot extendable arms.
And, you know, you could not get more of ends of spectra for NASA operations. The much loved rovers and the who cares that the shuttle is flying to the space station. You know,
well, maybe they'll love Dexter now. Look, you know, NASA's in a hard spot, right? You know, they have to finish the International Space Station, right? And then there's going to be this gap after the shuttles are gone of what looks like at least 5 years now, where the U.S. will not have a way to get into space except by hitching a ride with the Russians. So NASA's trying to juggle a lot of things, and everyone says they don't have enough money to do all of them, and it's just going to be hard.
So we're going to have a finished space station. The shuttles will be out of operation, and there'll be no way for the U.S. to get to it except if it hitches a ride.
Right. And, you know, this is NASA is due to hand over to Congress shortly a report about what this means for the workforce. And Griffin has said, you know, it's going to be tough for places like Kennedy Space Center because It's unclear what all those employees are going to do when the space shuttle's gone and supposed to retire in 2010.
Mm-hmm. And when you keep all those people out of work, they may go for other jobs, and that means it's hard to keep that talent.
Maybe science correspondents.
There you go. Well, you can moonlight a little, David. Thank you for taking time to be with us, and good luck to you.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
NPR science correspondent David Kestenbaum talking about the shuttle.